T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. Search teams have now recovered a body from Lake Piru in Ventura County, where for the last several days now, we've been hearing about this search going on for the Glee actress Naya Rivera. Let's get a live update now from KMX 1070's Vicki Moore.
Yeah, Chris, and it has been presumed for several days now that the 33-year-old actress and mother drowned in the lake last Wednesday following an afternoon swim with her young son. Ventura County Sheriff's investigators will not confirm that this is Rivera's body, but they do say they've reached out to her family and the body was found in the area where they were searching for her. But it will be the medical examiner who always makes the final determination. It was on this same day in 2013 that we received news that Rivera's co-star on Glee, Corey Monteith, had died from an overdose. Now reporters and others are gathering at Lake Piru for more word on Rivera's case. Lake Piru has been the scene of many drownings over the years due to its conditions, including whirlpools, cold water, strong winds, debris, poor visibility. We're going to hear more about this situation this morning, the body that's been recovered in a news briefing with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department. That's set for 2 o'clock this afternoon. You will hear it live here on KNX 1070 and streaming, as always, at radio.com. Back to you.
A month of free coronavirus testing starts today in Irvine. This is for people who live or work in the city. Just one problem, though. Within a couple of days, they ran out of appointments.
The city of Irvine launched its own coronavirus testing website where people could register to take a test here at Great Park in Irvine.
We had to close it already. We had 3,200 appointments booked in like less than 48 hours.
Alyssa Haley speaking with KNX. She's with the city of Irvine.
We're looking to see the efficiency of the tests and then obviously the rate in which we can get tests kits. City Council is going to review that or expand the duration past this month-long pilot program that we've implemented.
The capacity is 260 tests per day. They're doing those tests right now, Lot 6 here in Great Park. The big challenge, though, for Irvine is to figure out a way to either get more tests or to extend this 30-day program. Either way, though, they still need more tests in order to meet the incredible demand. In Irvine, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
The Orange County School Board wants to give parents the option of sending their kids back to class full-time without any of the COVID-19 protections in place. No smaller class sizes, no social distancing. No face masks.
An Orange County School Board panel does not believe that kids are very susceptible to the coronavirus and that mandatory mask orders create anxiety and depression among the children. This recommendation would allow parents in one school district to move their kids to another where the children could go to school full time without the masks and social distancing and such.
The science says that children are resilient. They have immune systems. So it makes sense to put them back in their schools and their regular routine so that we can build herd immunity for the rest of the population.
That was a parent speaking at the last special board meeting. The State Department of Education, though, recently released guidelines for schools for reopening, calling for face coverings and social distancing. There is another special board meeting at 6 o'clock tonight. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The latest round of COVID-19 antibody testing is being conducted in L.A. County this week.
This latest phase will be the biggest one yet, with about 1,500 people getting tested, including, for the first time, kids.
We're rushing as quickly as possible because we need the data, particularly for children, as we think about, you know, school reopening in the fall.
But Dr. Paul Simon, chief science officer with the county's public health department, says the results probably will not come in before LA Unified, the nation's second largest school district, starts classes on August 18th. Simon is co-lead on the study that's being conducted with USC to try to figure out how many people in LA County may actually have had COVID-19 at some point. They're using a new test this time around that's believed to be more sensitive and may be able to pick up on antibodies from older infections. Simon says the testing will focus on some of those hardest hit by the pandemic, people of color and residents of low-income communities. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Just getting this breaking news. Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Austin Buettner has just announced that the district's campuses will remain closed when classes are set to resume on August 18th. He says the health and safety of all the school community is not something we can compromise. So once again, this just coming from LAUSD Superintendent Austin Buettner. He says that the district's campuses will remain closed when they're scheduled to reopen on August 18th. Obviously, still trying to work out a plan as to, partial reopening at some point, learning from home through the computer. We'll stay on top of it. Stay with us.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.